At the end of last shiur, which ended on Tzadi Beis Amin Aleph, we studied the sugya of Shmuel on Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis. And I'd like to add a very important point, which I think we missed yesterday, to be mashlim. Shmuel's shita is that mizalfin yayin al gabi yishim, which means that if he took a nidava to bring yayin bifnei atzman on the mizbeach without any karbon, so the blood, I'm sorry, the yayin is spilled directly onto the esh. And the Gemara has a whole discussion here, not only why and how Shmuel derives this halacha, but also how does he reconcile that halacha with the Isur Dorais of Kibui Eish HaMizbeach, and the Gemara vacillates about Kibui B'mitzvah, Kibui L'mitzvah, about Kibui B'miktsas. But at some point in the sugya, on the bottom of Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara suggests that Shmuel has no problem with the lav of Lo Yechabe, because he holds like Rabbi Shimon, Dover Shena Miskaven. Now keep in mind, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Dover Shena Miskaven. That machlokas has implications on Shabbos, but we're not talking about Shabbos now. The Isur of Lo Yechabe is during the week. It's not a Shabbos Isur. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda holds Dover Shena Miskaven is also in Kol Torah Kula. And Rav Shimon says Dover Shena Miskaven is mutter in Kol Torah Kula. Therefore, in the case of Ziluf Yayin, according to Shmuel, since the Yayin is being poured onto the Esh for the purpose of Haktorah and the Kiyum Haktorah, not for the purpose of Kibui, it's a Dover Shena Miskaven, and Shmuel stands on the shoulders of Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara is bothered by that because of an apparent Elachora stira to another statement of Shmuel with regard to Shabbos, and specifically with regard to the Malach of Kibui on Shabbos. Shmuel's statement goes as follows. There's a Gacheles, and it's in Rishus HaRabim, and it's a live fire. It's very dangerous. So are we allowed to be Mechaba this fire on Shabbos? And Shmuel makes the following distinction. If it's a gachela shel mateches, then it's permitted. If, on the other hand, it's a gachela shel eitz, which you'll see on the top of that Tzadi Beis Amin Aleph, then it's prohibited. Now, presumably, the permissibility in the case of kibui in the case of Gacheles Shel Mateches is predicated on two premises, both of which Lechora should apply even in the case of Gacheles Shel Eitz. Premise number one is that if we apply the principle of Rabbi Shimon, Dover Shena Miskaven, then in the worst case scenario we're dealing with an Isur Drabanan, and premise number two, for the sake of preventing Hezek Rabin, we could be Mater in Isur Drabanan. If we apply those two premises to the case of Gachela Shel Eitz, we should come to the same conclusion, that Dover Shena Miskaven is only Drabanan. Add to that the consideration that for the sake of preventing Hezek Drabim, the Rabbanan would step aside and be Mater the Isur Drabanan, or they never asked the Isur Drabanan. So that's the Gemara's kasha, that there's an inconsistency here. If Shmuel, in fact, accepts Rabbi Shimon, then why limit the heter of kibui to gachel shel mateches and prohibit kibui in the case of gachel shel eitz? In both cases, there should be an isur rabbanan max, which would be matir in order to be monea to prevent hezik derab. Now, the Gemara goes on at this point to discuss what seems to be an entirely different issue, and that's called malach shein tzricha legufa, and how it applies to kibui. The gufa malacha in kibui is asiyas pecham, which means that you put out the fire in order to end up with a coal that you could use for future burning and cooking. And here he's not in the least interested in that ultimate objective of creating a pechav. And therefore, we have to analyze this case of kibui from the perspective of Malach Shein Tzrich L'Guf. I'll get back to that in a minute. But my question, which I think was sorely missing in our discussion yesterday, just on a basic level of pshat, is that forget about Malach Shein Tzrich L'Guf. Let's just analyze this from the perspective of Dover Shein Miskaven. So here's the answer, I think, to this question. He does have kavana for kibui. Again, ask me what his purpose is, what his goal is. Is he creating pecham and interested in pecham or not? That's a different question. But as far as the maisa malacha of kibui, he's definitely interested and he intends to do the kibui with a full intention. And therefore, the principle of Dover Shein HaMiskaven Reb Shimon is really not relevant here in this kibui, because this is a Dover HaMiskaven. What's relevant, therefore, is Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Not whether he wants the Maisa Malacha, but rather does he want the result of the Malacha, the Tachlis of the Malacha. In the Mishkan, kibui was done as a Malacha for the objective of creating Pecham. He's not interested. And now we get into another Machlokas, also between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, about Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Rabbi Shimon holds Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is a chisarn and Malachas Machsheves, and therefore in the worst case it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. And the Gemara therefore thinks that Shmuel standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Shimon would be matir L'Tzorach HaRabim, the Issa D'Rabbanan of Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa in the case of Gachel Shel Eitz. I'm sorry, in the case of Gachel Shel Mateches, and therefore by logical extension that should apply to a Gachel Shel Eitz as well. So why is it that Shmuel is unwilling to be matir kibui of Gachel Shel Eitz? Why not consider it a drabbanon? Now, that's a little bit odd, because on the one end, when we assume that Reb Shimon was the, shall I say, the body upon which Shmuel was standing, or the shoulders on which Shmuel was standing and building his shita about Zilof Yayin, that Reb Shimon is a Dover Shein HaMiskaven. Now the Gemara thinks that Shmuel, when he was matir kibui of a gacheles shalmateches, he was standing on the shoulders of Reb Shimon, of a different Reb Shimon, so to speak, the Reb Shimon of Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. So let's just set down the following premise, which is going to be the subject of Tosfos here on the top of Tzadi Beis Amnalf Dibra Maschel Avol, that there's some sort of an equation here in the Gemara's logic between two statements of Reb Shimon. One, Dover Shein HaMiskaven is mutter on a Doraisa level, and two, Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is mutter on a Doraisa level. Even though, again, you could say that there's a gulf that separates the two. You know, the principle of Reb Shimon and Dover Shein HaMiskaven is not a Shabbos principle. Adarabba Shmuel is using that to explain the Isur Lav and the permissibility of being Mechaba the Eish on the Mizbeach, the Isur Lav Lo Mechaba, which has nothing to do with Shabbos, whereas Malach Shein Tzrich L'Guf is unique Shabbos halacha predicated on Meleches Machsheves. But leaving that on the side, just to get, first of all, the flow of the Gemara, the Shakla V'Tari, the structure, the Gemara is saying that if Shmuel accepts the Shita of Shimon of Dover Shein HaMiskaven, in this case of Kol Tor Kula, and therefore he's Mater Kibui for the sake of Haktorah and Ziluf Yayin, then the Gemara thinks that ipso facto Shmuel would also embrace the Shita of Shimon on Shabbos of Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa and Melech Machsheves. And therefore the Gemara has a problem here. What's the difference between Gachela Shel Mateches and Gachela Shel Eitz? In both cases, he has kavanah for kibui. In both cases, the Malach Shein Tzrich L'Guf has no interest in the pecham, and he doesn't want the totzah of that kibui. That's not motivating him. It's like chofer guma v'eino tzarch el liafar. He doesn't need the guma, he needs the afar. So where does the distinction lie? And here's where the Gemara comes up with the following distinction. That although Shmuel accepts Rabbi Shimon, with regard to Davar Sheina Miskaven, and that's why indeed he's going to allow Ziluf Yayin al Gabi Ishin without any, he doesn't blink an eyelash about the Isur of Kibui. But nevertheless, Shmuel was unwilling to extend the logic of Rav Shimon to Malach Shein Tzricha L'Guf, and he felt that we have to accept Rav Yehuda's Shita to Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. And if we accept Rabbi Yehuda Shita in Malachat Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa, we can accept and understand the distinction between Gachel Shel Mateches and Gachel Shel Eitz. Namely, that in the case of Mateches, the Iser Kibui is the Rabbanon by definition. Why? Because if the Iser of Kibui derived from Mishkan is Asiyas Pecham, then there's no Asiyas Pecham in the case of Gachel Shel Mateches. So the whole enterprise of an Iser Kibui in Gachel Shel Mateches is by definition Derabbanon, and here, in order to be Monea Hezik, Rabban Shmuel says, go ahead and put out the fire. But in the case of Gachel Shel Eitz, which does create Kibui, which does create Pecham, you can only ask the question, is he interested, is he motivated by Pecham? And if he's not, call it a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, that's not going to help you, that's not going to reduce it from a Deraisa to the Rabbanon, insofar as Rabbi Shimon accepts Rabbi Yehuda, insofar as Shmuel accepts Rabbi Yehuda. So again, the Havamino of this sugya was that Shmuel, if he accepts Dover Sheinim Eskavin and Rabbi Shimon in Kol Tor Kula, he should therefore accept Rabbi Shimon of Loch Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, and therefore he should be matir not only Kibui of Gacheles Shel Mateches, but also of Gacheles Shel Eitz, because even in the case of Eitz, where he's creating a Pecham, he's not in the least interested in the Pecham, and that Loch Shein Tzricha L'Gufa would therefore undermine the requirement of Meleches Machsheves. And then the Gemara says, no. Although it's true that Shmuel is standing on the shoulders of Shimon about Dovah Sheinim Miskaven, and that's why he's Matir Ziluf Yayin Al Gabi Yishim, he never accepted the next conclusion, the next statement of Rav Shimon, that Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa is a Ptur. And therefore, again, as we said before, in the case of Gacheles Shel Eitz, we're dealing with a Kibui Doraisa, he's creating a Pecham, even though, again, he's not interested in the Pecham, but Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa Savaleke Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, there's no way, no how we could be matir d'oraisa for the sake of preventing hezek shel rab. Again, we're assuming there's no pikuach nefesh. So Tosus explains that in the Havamina, the Gemara thought that there was an interdependence between the two statements of Rav Shimon, the two positions of Rav Shimon. One is the position of Rav Shimon, which is universal to all Isurei Torah, of Dovah Sheinim Eskaven is Mutar Min HaTorah. And number two, Rav Shimon in Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is also based on the same logic. Meaning if the Torah is putting tremendous emphasis not on the external Maisa, but really the intention and the kavana and the motivation and so forth and so on, we could take Rav Shimon's Dovah Sheinim Eskaven and extend it to Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, and in both cases reduce it from a Doraisa to a maximum Derabbanan. And that's where the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, no, these are two different independent issues. The issue of Kavana has to do with the Maisa. It's like a Misasek situation if he's not interested in the Maisa at all. He's doing it like inadvertently. But if you're talking about a person who has full-fledged interest to do the Maisa, now you want to know, well, in Mishkan they had a certain purpose for the Maisa. Does he have to have in mind, does he have to be motivated by that purpose? Well, in this case, Shmuel never accepted the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. So that's what I wanted to clarify as far as yesterday's discussion. Now to finish the Perek and start the new Perek of Yirtzeh Hashem, we begin with Amar Rav Huna, which you'll see four lines down from the top on Daf Tzadi Beis, Amid Aleph. Nechasim shenitmu osalehem marocha bifnei atzma v'sarfan. The subject of this statement of Rabbi Huna is what we call sreifas nesachim shenitmu. Now, as soon as we hear the word nesachim, we're talking about a liquid. And a liquid, a mashke, is something that doesn't have mamish to it. In the case of a dovah sheish bo mamish, we know that if it became possible, like for example the Basar, which is a Dover Shesh Bo Mamish, became Pasul Kodshim Shenitmu or Shenifsalu, then we burn it in the Azara. But does that halach apply to Mashkim? And the answer is yes. That's what Rav Huna is coming to be Mechadish. However, it's Bifnei Atzma. He's going to create a separate Marocha, a separate Eish, in order to fulfill the din of Sreifas Nesachim, which are liquids, Shenitmu. Again, the Tumah happened in the Azara. We're not allowed to take it out of the Azara. We have to burn it in the Azara. And this is a principle that is derived by a Drashas HaPasuk in Psachim Daf Chav Chav Dala. That's the real original location of this sugya. And the Gemara there darshins that even though the requirement of Bakodesh Ba'esh Tisaref is written, is presented by the Torah in the context of Korban Chatos, however we apply it to all Kodshim. Well, let me make an exception. But generally speaking, to all Kodshim, if it became possible in the Azara, we have to set up a Marocha to burn it within the Azara. We'll have to see where that Marocha is located in just a second. And Chatos becomes the paradigm for Kodshe Kodshim and what's called Imuri Kodshim Kalim. Not Bosa Kodshim Kalim, because Bosa Kodshim Kalim are not limited to the Azara. There's no, shall we say, outstanding relationship between Achilas Bosar Kodshim Kalim and the Azara, because Achilas Kodshim Kalim is not limited to the Azara. You take it out of the Azara and you eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. So therefore the Sreifa of Bosar Kodshim Kalim, if they became possible, would have to take place outside the Azara, or at least could take place outside the Azara. However, in the case of a Murei Kodshim Kalim, which have to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore they don't leave the Azara, so we have to burn them within the Azara. We can't take them and remove them from the Azara. So we go from Chatos to all Kodshim, and we say the Basar of a Chatos and an Asham and so forth became Posel, became Tomei. We have to burn it on a separate Marocha within the bounds of the Azara. In the case of Kodshim Kalim, then the Emurim have to be burnt on a separate Marocha within the Azara. However, with Basa, we have a difference between Kodshim and Kodshim Kalim, whereas in Kodshim, the Halacha of Basa Shenifsal has to be burnt on a separate Marocha within the Azara, that applies. But in Kodshim, Basa, Kodshim Kalim, we don't have to remain within the Azara, and the Basa will be burnt outside of the Azara. Comes along Rav Huna, and he's Mechadish that entire parsha of, which is again derived from the paradigmic case of Chatos, that if the Psul happens in the Azara, we can't take it out of the Azara, the Sreifa has to take place in the Azara. That halach applies not only to Basar, Imurim, and the like, meaning a Dovah Shesh B'mamish, but applies even to Mashkim, in this case, to Nisachim. And he's going to go back to the parsha of Chatos, of Bakodesh Ba'esh Tisaref, in Vayikra Vav, and see an extra word in the parsha. Let's read the pasuk itself. Called Chatos Ashayuva Midoma El Ol Moed Lechap Bakodesh Lo Siyachah Ba'esh Tisaref. So what's the Kol Chatos? Kol is always a ribui. There's some texts, Shittim Gvet says, that have the gears of a Chol Bakodesh Ba'esh Tisaref. And the word Bakol is coming to tell you, number one, that all Kodshim that became Posel and cannot be taken outside the Azara, for example, they became Nitmu, they became Tmeim in the Azara, they have to be burnt in the Azara, and we're not allowed to take them out of the Azara. Now, exactly where they're burnt is Machlok Shin Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi assumes we set up a Marocha to burn them somewhere on the Mizbeach, a separate Marocha for Kodshim Shenifsalu. The Rambam, on the other hand, says in Isur Mizbeach Perkvav that I'm sorry. Let's start again. What I just said is the Rambam sheet. I got the two Rishonim mixed up. So let's start again. According to Rashi, Osel Emarocha means we burn them on a separate fire on the Ritzpas HaZorah. According to the Rambam, we're talking on the Mizbeach itself. But on the Azorah, there was no Marocha that was set up for this purpose. So Bifnei Atzma, which would mean a separate Marocha on the Mizbeach, according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, a separate Marocha somewhere in the Azorah. But this separate Marocha should not be identical with the separate Marocha that's used to burn Kodshim Shenifsul, whether it's the Basar, whether it's the Emurim, as we discussed earlier, because we're not going to mix Mashkin with a Dover Shesh Bo Mamish. Each one has to be burnt separately, in a separate Marocha. So therefore, there are two Chidushim Rav Huna. First of all, based on the extra word V'chol, in the parish of Kodshim Shenifsul Tisarev, he derives the conclusion that even in the case of a mashke, and number two, that these mashkim require a separate marocha. Tanya Nami Hoch, we have a brisa that would support Rav Huna. Hadom v'ashemen v'amenochos, and that's the girsa of Rashi. Rashi leaves out menochos, but he has hadom v'ashemen and Nisachim, that's the main point for our purposes of this price. So Shenitmu, they came to me. Osalahem, Marocha b'fnei atzmon, visarfan. So Dam and Shemen and Nisachim, meaning Yayin, are all liquids. And that's the subject of this price. And they require a separate Marocha b'fnei atzmon. Amalei Shmuel, Rav China, Bagdasa, he came from the city of Baghdad in Bavel. Icily, Be'asar, gathered together for me 10 people. Because I want to be mefarsim this halacha. Apparently this halacha was contested. And I will publicize this psak of Rav Huna and the Brisa that we just learned, that you need a separate marocha. Nisachim shenitmu osalahem marocha v'nei atzma v'sarfan. We don't burn them together with other psule kodshim, which are also burnt in the Azor, but we need a separate Marocha for the Nisach. And the reason for this is we need, for this Kiyum, a Dovra Nikar, a Srefa Nikeres. So if you combine liquids with solids, you know, Mashkin, in this case Nisachim, with Basar, and you put them all up on the same fire, then there's no Kiyum HaNikar, there's no Srefa HaNikaris for the Nisachim. It's almost as if the liquids are swallowed up by the salt, and we don't have a Srefa HaNikaris, and this is a separate mitzvah of Srefas Nisachim Shenitmu Bazara on a separate Marocha derived from an extra word in the Pasuk Bakodesh based Tisarif, and that separate Kiyum requires a Srefa HaNikaris. Therefore we cannot combine this Srefa of Nisachim Shenitnu together with Psulei Kodshim Shenisrufu. Hadron Alecha Kol HaTadir. And now we go on to Damchatos, the 11th Perek of Yirtzeh Hashem. Just as we say goodbye to the 10th Perek, I have to say the 10th Perek was a little bit easier for me. I found the concepts within reach. And as we start Damchatas, we face a little bit more complicated sugyas here. The Torah, as an introduction, the Torah writes the parsha of Korban Chatas Vayikra Vav, and there are three dinim in that parsha which have to be studied. Number one, the halacha of Damchatas Shenitas al Habege, there's a mitzvah of kibus, and that's written in Vayikra Vav, Pasuk Chaf. Vasher Yiza Midoma al Habegir Asher Yiza Ole to Chaves B'Mokum Kodosh, a separate kiyum of kibus, of washing, so to speak, and we'll see the details, that applies to a Karman Chatos if the dam of the Chatos gets sprinkled on a Begit. That's the first din that's going to be addressed in this perek. And the Pasuk says, Asher Yiza Oleha, to teach me that only that place, that's, you know, that stained beged, the place where the stain of the beged is, that's the place that needs kivus. You don't need kivus for the entire beged, right? It says asher yaza, meaning we're talking, asher yaza means on that location where the stain is. Number two, in the case of basar chatos, if let's say it was cooked in a kli, then we have a problem of what we call blias hachatos. It means that the tam of the chatos becomes balua in the walls of the kli. We're going to need to somehow get that out, because otherwise it becomes nosar. So we're going to need shtifa and marika using water in order to remove the blia, that tam of chatos that was balua in the kli. Again, this is going to generate the entire study of the great complicated parsha of Kli Cheres, because the Torah says regarding Kli Cheres that Kli Cheres asher tevushal bo yishaver, which means any yotzim de dofi eliol, and we can't get the bliya out of the Kli Cheres. However, in b'kli chos nechoshes bushala umorak v'shutaf b'mayim, the Torah says that you can remove the blia from a kli nechoshes, from any keli other than kli cheres. That leads us up to the third din, which is also written here in Vayikra Vav, the same pasuk chav, and the Torah says kol asher yiga b'psori yikdash, which means that if any sort of foodstuff comes in contact with the basar chatos, it has the same status as basar chatos as far as makom uzman achila. And also, if the chatos becomes a chatos psula, then we're not able to eat the machal that came in contact with the chatos. So the Mishnah, therefore, addressing the din of kibus in the case of dam anitas mi chatos al beged, says dam chatos anitas al beged arezeton kibus. We require kibus, and the reason why we require kibus in the case of dam chatos is in order that the time shouldn't pass. The allotted heter time to eat the carbon shouldn't pass, because then if that time allotment passes, then there's an iser of dama on the blia, the dama balu in the beged, and it becomes nosar, and he's going to have to burn the entire beged, because nosar needs srefa. That's the explanation of the Rashbam. However, the Ramban has a slightly different take on this, and he says that the reason why the Torah requires kibus is the Torah is very machmir with regard to dam chatos, in the case where it got sprinkled, and it's considered as if it's still in a kli sharis. That's a pretty wild idea. And therefore we can't take the beged chutz la'azara, because the dam balua is, the beged is a kli sharis, and it has kedusha to it, and the same kedushas kodshim of dam chatos, and therefore you're not allowed to bring it out of the azara. So we got to clean it up and get it out of there. Otherwise, we're going to take the beged and wear it outside the azara, and we're going to violate chutz. You know, it might also be a philosophical idea. Again, we try to avoid philosophy, but I just would mention it in passing. The purpose of a chatos to be mechaper on a chet, we need ritzui. We have to somehow transform the midas hadin, the attribute of justice and harsh punishment, which is an albatross that's over our neck, around our neck, or over our heads, and anything that comes in contact with this carbon, in a sense, is contagiously picking up that same contamination that's on the carbon. Meaning, the carbon itself, since it represents chet and midas hadin, anything within that carbon, by extension, will have that same kind of ambiance or flavor. Therefore, we need, in anything that's nogea to the dam chatos, we need a kibus b'mayim. And the kibus b'mayim means removing the tumah on this beged through the mayim that's going to remove it. Again, different sort of perspectives on this mitzvah and this requirement of kibbutz. We'll have to know what happens if without kibbutz he walks around with this beged. Obviously outside the Azara, is it just an, you know, a bittul essay here of kibbutz? Because the Torah says Asher yizeh oleh techabes b'makom kodesh, or is it moreover some sort of an iser yotze of taking chutz, taking dam that's in a klisharis, and then the beged is a klisharis going to Ramban, and taking it outside of the Azara. In addition, you have to know whether or not b'dieved you have to burn the beged simply because of nosar. These are different dimensions and nafkiminis that we'd have to address. Now, where does this kibbutz take place? It says in the pasuk, "Asher yizeh midav techabes b'makom kadosh." And not only that, the kibbutz is going to require not just mayim, but also what's called shivas hasamimonim. And we had a discussion about this in Masechta Nida, that if you have a kesem and you want to remove the kesem of dam, you need shivas hasamimonim. Those are mavres hakesem. And all this will be clarified on daf Tzadi Hei. And secondly, again, where does this kibbutz take place? It's got to be in the Azara. We're going to be mechabes, as we said earlier, that location, that specific stain, not the whole beged. And kibbutz will be required only if nitas al beged me'azman sheniskabel b'kli mitzavra behema. There's a moment of time between the shechita, when the dam is coming out of the neck of the animal, and the zrika. In that period of time, if there was a spritzing of the dam on a beged, that's what requires kibbutz. And Emirtz Hashem will be clarifying these dinim as we go through the perek. Now the Mishnah asks the question of which karbonos, there are many karbonos of chatos, which on the list generate a din of kibbutz. And again, we're talking about basically three categories of karbonos chatos. We have a chatos pnimis, we have a chatos chitzona, and we have a chatos ha'of. A chatos ha'pnimis can be subdivided into five subcategories. Some of them are actually brought from a seer izim. We have, number one, the par kohen moshiach, which again, if he made a tovus in Allah and he violated an Isur Chamur, he's got to bring a par, and that par is a chatas pnimis, which we bring into the heichal. We have par helim davar shel tzibur, when the Sanhedrin made a boo-boo, and unbeknown to them, they paskin the horot b'tovus. Then we have par yom ha-kippurim, sor shel yom ha-kippurim, and then we have the sor of Avodah Zarah. All these are called chatos pnimios. The rest of the chatos, which are generally speaking a chatos yochid, a chatos chelev as we call them, those are chatos chitonios. They come from a kizba or sirei izim, and if he violates a lav sheish bo misa b'mezid, and he does it b'shogeg, he's got to bring a chatos chitzona. The shechit has to be done b'tzfon ha-mizbeach. The kohen is mekabel adam b'kli shoreis, and he leads it, he carries it to the mizbeach ha-chitzon. And then there's going to be what we call an esinas etzba, and as a result, he's going to do the zrik on the four corners of the mizbeach with this etzba. He's morid the nesina with a down the chud, that's the sharp end at the 90-degree angle of the keren mizbeach until the dam reaches the emtza mizbeach. The Shiari Adami has to be shofik on the Yisod. Dromi of the Zvech HaChitzon. The Emurim are going to go up in fire as Haktor and the Esham is Beach. The rest of the Basur is Nech HaLakonim for a day and a night until Chatzos. And this is all the case of Chatos chitzona. So we know now the terminology. There's chatos chitzona, chatos pnimis, and the Mishnah continues, afal pisha ein hakosuv, even though the pasuk doesn't address in the parish of Kibbutz Adam, midaber ela be necholos, meaning we're talking about a chatos chitzona, where the kohenim could eat the basar achatos, shenemar, because it says in the parsha, pasuk in Vayikra Vav, hakohen hamechate osoy ochleno v'makom kadosh teachel, b'chatzar oil moed. And this pasuk is in the parsha of chatos, the dinim of makom achilas basar korban, and we derive from this pasuk that the entire parasha is dedicated to korbanos chatos chitzonos, even though, and included in that is also the requirement of kibus dam hachatos. So as far as we know now, we would say the following, that with regard to the koin hamachatos yochleno, we're not talking about chatos pnimios that are brought into the heichal, those five categories that we mentioned earlier. Those are going to be burnt outside the Chomos Yushalayim, and they're not necholos lekohanim. So the conclusion of this discussion is that the chatos pnimios are A, excluded from the din of b'makom kodesh te'ochel, which means that the basar of the chatos has to be eaten within the azorah to kohenim, obviously. In this case of chatos pnimios, the basar is burnt outside Chomos Yushalayim, not eaten by the kohenim. And number two, this exclusion is going to teach us that with regard to chatos pnimios, there's no din of kibus. That if the dam goes on his beged, he needs to wash it off. And therefore, the Mishnah continues by saying, Echad hanecholos v'echad apnimios to unos kibus. At this point, the Mishnah is going to tell us that although the pasuk seems to be referring specifically and exclusively to a chatos chitzona, but the din of kibus is going to apply even to a chatos pnimis in the case where the dam was nitas al beged, even though the chatos pnimis is not a chatos anecheles. It requires kibbutz, shenemar, because in the parasha it says, Daber el Aaron vel bonav leimor zos toras hachatos, Torah achas l'chol achatos. And that's only as far as kibbutz is concerned. So that both chatos chitzonos, which is the explicit subject matter of this parasha, and chatos pnimios, which are derived from the extra zos toras achatos, torachas l'chol achatos, require kibus. Even though the Torah in the parasha of kibus is not explicitly related to or addressing, shall we say, the case of chatos pnimios. If you take a look in the Torah Tmima in Vayikra Vav, he explains that the diuk is from the fact that the Torah adds Toras hachatos b'loshin yochid. It doesn't say Toras hachatos b'loshin rabim. Even though there are many different categories of chatos, it seems that the Torah went out of its way to use the singular to tell you that they're all one, so to speak. They all have the same din. Toras chatos achas l'kol hachatos. And the Mishnah continues to clarify another additional din in kibus chatos damachatos, chatos psula. Let's say you have a carbon chatos that became posel, and now the dam gets onto the beged Ein dama ton kibus. In other words, even though it was dam hanitas got sprinkled onto the beged, nevertheless, since it's a chatos psula, again, whether the psula was in the dam of the chatos or in the basar chatos, it doesn't make any difference. The chatos at the end of the day is a chatos psula. It does not generate the din if it was nitas al mizbeah al habeged of kibus. And this is based on the pasuk there in Vayikra Vav, Asher Yizeh Olea Techabes B'Mokom Kadosh, and the Chazal say Asher Yizeh, that din of kibus only applies to a chatos ksheira which is subject to hazah. It's roi la hazah on the mizbeah, but not to a chatos psula because ein zarkin dama al hamizbeah. The Mishnah goes on to add another din now, that kibus is no egg, it applies bein shahoysala shasa kosher, bein shalohoysala shasa kosher. So we're talking about dam chatas psula, which we said does not generate a din of kibus habegit in the case of nitas. And now we can subdivide a chatas psula to two categories. There's a category called hoysola shasa kosher, which means there's one point in time that the dam was fit for hazaf, azrik al gabi mizbeah, before it became posel. Or we have a second category of chatas psula, and that's called lo hoysola shasa kosher. The chatas was psula immediately, even as early as the time of the shechita. So the dam itself was never roi lahazal gabi mizbeach, not even for a split second. And how much more so in this case is there no, in this extreme case, is there no din of kibus in the case of nitas al gabi hamizbeach. The Gemara later on is going to clarify that this is the shita of Rav Shimon. Rav Akiva is going to disagree. He holds a chatas psula if the chatos became posel later on, but the dam itself had a shas hakosher, then the dam, since it had a shas hakosher, even though today it's psula, if it was nitas al gabi beged, it requires kibus. And the Gemara is going to analyze these different shitos of Rav Shimon and Rabbi Kiva respectively. The Mishnah continues, Ezahi shahoysa shas hakosher, will be a case of dam chatos that had a shasa kosher, that would be a case of shalona. In other words, it was left, this dam was left in the azar overnight, it became posel belina the next day. And again, at one point in time, the dam was royal azrika, royal azar. And number two, shenitma, the dam became posel, came in contact with the sheretz or something that was a dora mitame. And a third example the Mishnah illustrates is sheyotza, which means that the dam of the chatos went outside of the azara, and it's posel midin yotze. In all these cases, the dam was roy at the time of the shechita and the kabbal sadam for zrika. It became subsequently posel. That's called hoysala shasa kosher. And the Mishnah concludes by asking v'ezuhi shalo hoysala shasa kosher. That would be a case, for example, of nishchita chutz lizmano, chutz limkoma. It means that the shchita dischatas was done with a machshava poseles. The machshava sakoin was that we're going to eat the basar of this chatas tomorrow after its allotted time. And that means after the laila that follows the yom hakrova, because chatas is Laila v'yom. So that's a psul of machsheves chutz lizmano. And then he could have a parallel case of a machsheva poselis of chutz limkoma, which means he has in mind to take the karbon outside the azor, and that also passels the karbon. So it means at the moment of shechita the karbon was passel. That's called lo hoysala shasa kosher. And one last case is shekiblo psulim es dama. In other words, when the dam came out of the tzavara behem after the shechita, the dam was received in a mizrak by a kohen who's posel to the avodas hamigdash. And therefore, once again, the dam at the moment it came out of the body and it was received in the klishares, it was already possible because we require kabbalas adam by a kohen kosher. So in all these cases, the dam was possible from the beginning, right after shechita, and it was never roy lizrikal azah, and that's called lo hoysala shas hakosher. Mishnah mentions nitma'a as one of the examples of hoysala shas hakosher. Now, with regard to dam kodshim, there's going to be a machlokas in Masech Tepsachim in the famous sugya of Chaninaskan Cohen on Daf Yud Zayin. Shmuel's of the opinion that Dam Kodshim is Mekabel Tuma, and it's also Metame Achirim. And that's derived from Chagai Hanavi, who says that Hein Yisa Ish Basar Kodesh Beknaf Bigdo Venoga Beknafosh O El Alechem Vela Nozir, Vela Yayin, etc., etc. Vel Kol Machol Hegdesh Vianu Hakon Vyomru Lo. And the Pasuk says, Vayan Chagai Vayomer Kain Ha'om Hazeh V'chein Agoy Hazeh Lefonai Num Hashem V'chein Kol Maisa Yedeyem Asher Yakrivu Sham Tomehu. That's the sheet of Shmuel, that the Dam is not only Nitma, but it's also Metame. Levi there disagrees, and he holds the dam is nitma, but it's not metame achirim. And Tosus there in Masechta Pesachim has a kasha because dam she nitma v'zarka b'shogya mizbeach is hurtza karban. So it's very interesting that the Bailim, in a case where they brought a karban and the dam became tummy, but there was a zrikas adam, they don't have to replace that karban with another karban. And that halacha is derived from a pasuk v'nasa Aaron es havona kodshim, that it sits, that's on the Rosh HaKohen Gadol, is mechaper, is meratze on tumos, shenitmu b'migdash. So again, the Chachomim say you're not allowed to be zorik the dam on the Mizbeach l'chatchila, but nevertheless, midoraisa, the dam is kosher, so therefore dam shenitmo, you know, that l'chora, the Mishnah says, because, or shall I say, despite the fact that it had a shas hakosher, nevertheless it does not generate a din of kibus, why not? After all, on a deraisa level, it's kosher lizrika, it's royal lizrika, because the tzitz is meratz al tumas, migdash. And Tosus answers that Mishnah is talking about a case where there is no tzitz. The tzitz was broken, and it's not machapra on tumas migdash. Or perhaps the tzitz is not on the Rosh HaKohen Gadol, and sits as only meratz according to Rabbi Yehuda, at least when it's munach al rosh kohen gadol. However, let's ask a different kasha here. We have a principle in the Gemara Pesachim, again in the sugya of Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim, that dam kodshim is not makabel tuma, and that's based on the testimony of Yossi ben Yoezer ish tzreda, that mashkim in the base hamigdash atahorim, and they're not makabel tuma, and that's how the Rambam paskins in Psuli hamikdash and Perek Aleph. And even though midrabbanon, you're not allowed to be zorek the dam lechatchila, but midraisa, the dam is kosher lizrika. So therefore, why shouldn't this dam, which as far as we're concerned is royal lizrika, on a deraisa level, if nitaz adam ala beged should be ton kibus? And there's a sefer by the name of Dam Zvachim, which is an appropriate name for our perek. He says that our Mishnah is talking about a case where nitma besar hachatos. We're not talking about the dam, but that the basar hachatos. Which would have to mean that our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yeshua on Daf Kuf Dalid, that if the basar is not kosher lakrov, then the dam is not royal lizrika. And therefore the dam doesn't generate a din of kibus. But if, let's say, the dam itself became tummy, not the basar, then it would require kibus. So that's a pretty radical change in our understanding of the Mishnah. Let's go right to the Gemara now. We learned in the Mishnah that dam chatos, if nitas al basar, it's ton kibus. And this din applies not only to chatos chitzonios, but also to chatos pnimios, which are not mentioned explicitly in the parasha, because we have a ribuy of Torah's chatos that Torah Chatos is Shavu'ah L'Chol HaChatos. So the Gemara asks, V'i Torah Achas L'Chol HaChatos Afilu Chatos Ha'of Nami. Shall we assume that if all Chatos fit into one frame and one underlying common denominator halacha, then even in the case of Chatos Ha'of, we should also include that in the Ribui, and if the Dam of the Chatos Ha'of gets sprinkled on a beged, it would be Ton Kivus. And we're going to have a kasha now from a brisa. Now, again, I'm not going to go through now all the dinim of Chatos Ha'of. That's not so important to us now. Let's just see the brisa. The Gemara says, Tanya, Aloma Tanya, what are we going to do with the brisa that says, Yochol Yehidam Chatos Ha'of Ton Kivus? I might place and subsume Chatos Ha'of in the general umbrella constellation of all Chatos, and it would generate a Chiyuv Kibus. Tamid Lomar, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Vav, Daber El Aron Vel Banov Leimar Zos Torah Sachatos. And the word Zos is an extra word, and Chachomim in this Brayse Darshan for that extra word, a Miut, Zos, to the exclusion of Chatos Ha'of, that only a Chatos Chitzona, which is mentioned explicitly addressed in the parasha, requires kibbutz, but not another chatos that's not mentioned in the parasha. So now, if we're going to derive from Torah's chatos that all the chatos are shavos, and that ribu is going to apply to every single chatos, why not be marba even chatos ha'of? And yet the Braisa says, based on the Pasuk Zos, that in the case of Chatos Ha'of, there is no din of kibbutz. And the Gemara answers, Amar Reish Lakish, Amar Kra, the Torah says, in this parasha of Zos, Torah Sachatos, V'vokam Hashem Tishachet Ha'olah Tishachet Ha'chatos Lefnei Hashem. And from the fact that the Torah uses a Lashon of Shechita, it seems to imply that it only that this whole parasha is limited to nishchatos, like chatos chitzona, chatos pnimis. That's called zvachim and behemis, hakosim and dam, but not a chatos which is not subject to shechita, which is a chatos ha'of that requires malika and not shechita. So right now we're okay, and we can accept on the one end the ribui of Torah achas l'chol chatos, and we're going to be marbe chatos pnimios for the din of kibus. But at the same time, we're going to exclude Chatos Ha'of under the drash of Tishachet. Tishachet to exclude Malika in the case of Chatos Ha'of. So now, it would seem from Reish Lakish that only in the case of Chatos do we require Kibbutz. So the Gemara asks the following, V'ema, if you're going to go with this logic of Reish Lakish, why don't we say, Dafka b'chatos chitzonos nechol sakosim edaber? Because in the case of Chatos Nichela of Chitzonos, we have the din of Achila, obviously Achila Zichrei Kuna. Kinechsiv, as the Pasuk says, B'makom Kodesh Teochel. However, in the case of Chatos Pnimios, lo, there's no din of Kibus. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Rachmana Toras, that the word Toras is a ribui. And that ribui is going to include chatos, pnimios as well. So that's the ribui of Toras Hachatos. So basically, what was the kasha that the Makshin asked on Reish Lakish? Now, there was a mead for Chatos Ha'of because it says Tishachet as opposed to Malika and Chatos Ha'of. And that mead comes right near the word Zos. It starts with Zos Toras Ha'chatos and it says Tishachet Ha'chatos. So perhaps, therefore, even though it says Teochel next to the mead of Zos, maybe we should be Mamayit Chatos Pnimios, the same way that Reish Lakish says we're Mamayit Chatos Ha'of. And Zos should be a mute. And the Gemara answers, no, but the word Toras is a ribui. Nui Hachi, if you already have a ribui that goes beyond the simple meaning and the express case of Chatos Chitzona, which is addressed in the parasha, is why not take this ribui and afilu Chatos of Nami? And take the word chatas and be marbe chatas ha'ov, even though it doesn't have tishachet. So the Gemara answers, mi'et rachman is zos, that the word zos is a mute. So we have the following. We have toras as a ribui, and that's going to include chatas pnimios, even though they're not necholos l'koin. And then we have the mute of the word zos, and that's going to exclude chatas ha'ov. Says the Gemara, ma'rois. Why do you take the ribui of toras and assume that that's coming to be marbe chatos pnimios, and you take the mute of zos and coming to exclude chatas ha'ov? What gives you the right to do that? And the Gemara, as far as this mute is concerned, considers zos as if the word te'ochel and tishochet doesn't imply any mute, not for chatas pnimios and not for chatas ha'ov. And the Gemara answers the following. Mistavra, there's a logical, compelling reason to the chatas behema pnimis havilei liribuya, that we should be marbe a chatas pnimis when it comes from a behema, and that's from the word toras, that we should require kibus in the case of chatas pnimis, rather than being marba the case of dam chatas ha'of, to require kibus, because chatas pnimis is more similar in the maisa krova to a chatas chitzona. Masha'en kein chatas ha'of, it's a whole different story. We're not talking about shechit at all, we're talking about malika. The Gemara explains now the analogy, the similarity between chatas pnimis and chatas chitzona. Shekein, in other words, in the case of chatas pnimis, behema, comes from a behema, just like chatas chitzona. Not only that, but shechita. It requires shechita, and not only shechita, but it requires bitzofon. Because both chatos pnimios and chatos chitzonas require tzfona mizbeach. So we have many similarities between a chatas chitzona and a chatas pnimis. And when the Torah says toras, we were marbe here in the context of kibus, a chatas pnimis as well. The Gemara adds another, common denominator between the two categories, chatos of behemah. Number one, kabolas kli, that the dam has to come out of the tzari after the shechita and has to be received in a kli shores. And that's true in both chatas chitzona and in chatas pnimis as well. Here we're turning to Tzadi Beis Amid Beis. We go on with the similarity between the two categories of chatas behema, and that's keren. And that means that the dam of chatas pnimis, the kohen has to give an asina on four kronos hamizbeach. In this case, again, we're talking about the mizbech hazov inside the heichal. In the case of dam chatas chitzona, it's also nesina of arba kronos hamizbeach, not the mizbeach hapnimi in the heichal, but rather the mizbeach hachitzon, the mizbeach haola in the azara. We go on with this equation. In both cases, for the kronos hamizbeach, the kohen has to do what's called nesinas doma al yidei etzpa. He places his finger into the kli, dips his finger and does, and picks up the dam in his finger, and both in chatas pnimis and in chatas chitzona, we require etzpa. Beyond that, v'chuda. Not only that, the dam has to be placed on the corner, the 90-degree angle of the keren hamizbeach, that's chuda shel keren, where two different kiros of the mizbeach come to meet, and that applies to chatas pnimis no less than it applies to chatas chitzona. Beyond that, we have aloch of ishim, meaning the murim have to be subject to haktar to be burnt on the fire on the mizbeach. In the case of chatas pnimis, just as it applies to chatas chitzona. So therefore, the sum total of everything we've been saying is that there's a great dimyon, a great similarity between the maisa of hakrovas chatas pnimis and the maisa of hakrovas chatas chitzona in all these different ways, and therefore the ribui of toras in the case of ton kibus should apply to chatas pnimis. The miud of zos, on the other hand, should exclude chatas ha'of because it has none of the adinim that we mentioned. There's no behema, there's malika not shechita. There's no requirement of shechita b'tzafon, of kabbalas dam b'kli shores. There's no din of etzba. There's no din of chud akronos. and the Imurim are not burnt on the Esh of the Mizbeach, but rather the entire Basar, in the case of Chatas Of, is Nechal L'Kohanim, and there's no Akhtara of a Murim on the Mizbeach. So there are virtually no similarities between the Avoda and the Akrova of Chatas Of and all other Chatos, or in this case, talk about Chatos Chitzona. And therefore it makes sense that the word Torah should exclude Chatas Of. So Gemara says, wait a minute, Adarabba, wouldn't there be a logical svar to say the opposite? The Chatas Of Hazeh Havilei L'Ribuye. We really need the word Torah to be marva to include Chatas Of and not Chatas Pnimis, because since there's a similarity between Chatas Of, and this is going to be a surprising curveball, that there is a similarity between Chatas Of in the Maisa Krova and Chatas Chitzona, Shekein Chutz, everything happens outside the Heichal, both in the Chatas Of, which whose dam is placed on the Mizbech HaChitzon, and of course in the Chatos HaChitzonos, Kimosa, it's all the same. Not only that, the Achila Kimosa, in both cases of Chatos Chitzona and Chatos Of, the Kohen will eat the Basar. However, all this is not true in the case of Chatos Pnimis. There the dam is brought in the Heichal, not Chutz LeHeichal. It's burnt in the Beis HaDesha, and the Basar is burnt, and there's no Achilas Kohanim. So Gemara answers Hanach Nefishin. When we enumerate this whole list of similarities, then we find that there's a more profound and multiple similarity between Chatos Pnimios and Chatos Chitzonios than we would between Chatos Of and Chatos Chitzon. And therefore, yes, what we logically should do is set up the Ribuy of Torahs to include Chatos Pnima, that again the Dam requires Kibbutz, and to exclude through the word Zos Chatos Ha'of, that does not generate a requirement of Kibbutz. Now the Gemara offers a second answer as to why we assume the mute of Zos is excluding a Chatos Ha'of from Kibbutz Adam, rather than excluding Chatos Pnimios. Rav Yosef Amar Akra, the Pasuk says with regard to Kibbutz Adam in Vayikra Vav, HaKohen HaMechate Osa Yochal Lena, and it doesn't say Yochal or Yeyochel, it says Yochal Lena, and that's a mute, L'Zos V'lo L'Acheres, that there's one Chatos which is Teyochel, and Uben Echeles Mir HaKosef. The Torah is coming to be Memayit a Ne'echolos, which means the Torah is talking about one of two different Chatos. We're talking about a Chatos Behema and a Chatos Ha'of. Chatos Behema is the one that we're going to choose and not Chatos Ha'of. And therefore we're going to derive this din of anything in the parasha above, namely Kibbutz, Bemeriko, Shtifa, is addressing the case of Chatos Behema, not the case of Chatos Ha'of. Again, even though Chatos Of is Necheles L'Kohanim, so what does he mean, Zu Yochlena, and he's excluding a Chatos Of, why should we assume that the Parsha is addressing Chatos Chitzona and not addressing Chatos Of? So the answer is, since there's a Ribuy of Torah Sachatos, and from that Ribuy we marbe Chatos Pnimios, we should say that Chatos that's written here and the Torah is explicitly addressing is the Chatos Chitzona. And again, here we have a dimyon between the Chatos that's written in the parasha and the Chatos that you want to be marbe, and that's Torah Sachatos. If you're going to tell me that the Chatos in the parasha is Chatos Ha'of, then there won't be any similarity between the two cases of Chatos. Now Rav Yosef raises the following objection. Ela Zos Lomeli, why did the Braisa back on Daf Tzadi Beis Amad Al, why did it darshan from Zos to exclude Chatos Ha'of? Why didn't darshan to be Mamai to exclude Chatos Ha'of from Yochlena? And Rav Yosef answers, he was the one who asked the question, he answered it, that if not for the mir of Zos, Hava, I mean, I would have thought Yochlena, since it's written in the singular, it's not coming to be Mamait, anything beyond Orche Dekra. In other words, the Torah speaks about a Lashon in the Parsha, which is Orche Dekra, which is grammatically consistent, and therefore we're going to use the grammatical singular. I don't know, therefore, that Yochlena is necessarily a mute, and therefore Kamashbo, the Pasuk tells me with the word Zos that we have to be Mamait from the word Yochlena, and the fact that the word is written in Lashon Yochid, that's only because of the Derech, the Urche, the Kra, but the Brice is Mamait, the Chataso from Zos, because that's certainly the root of this Drosha, this mute. That's the Shoresh HaDrosha. The Gemara now brings an answer, another alternative answer, why we shouldn't be Mamait from Zos Chatas Pnimios. Rabbi Omar, you asked why maybe we should assume that we're the Torah is excluding Chatas Pnimios because of the word Zos. And we have to answer because the Pasuk itself of Kibos Adam Bi'ikaro is talking about Chatas Pnimios. How do I know this, says Rabbi? The Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, with regard to the din of Kibbutz Adam here in Vayikra Vav, it says Vasher Yizeh Midama Al Habeged Asher Yizeh Oleh Techabes B'Makom Kadosh, and the pasuk seems to indicate Bahazos Hakosu Medaber that these chatos that the Torah is talking about here in this parasha are chatos that require Hazos Dam, which would certainly refer and include Chatos Pnimis, because the Torah says back in Vayikra Dalid, the Hizom and Adam Sheva Pom Lifnei Hashem, Chatos Chitzonis have no din of Azah, that the Kohen puts the Dam on. In other words, the only din I should say that applies to Chatos Chitzonis is that after Etzba, or after the Kohen puts his Dam in the Etzba, he does not a Hazah, but rather he does a negias etzbo bekira mizbeach rather than azah. That's as far as chatos chitzonius is concerned, and therefore the simple pshat of what the Torah is addressing in the parasha of kibus is the case of chatos chitzonius, because These are the chatos that require hazos dam, not negias dam through his etzva, but hazos adam. The chatos pnimius, the Torah says vehiza min adam, and the vehiza min adam is written in the parasha of Kohen Moshiach Shechata. It's also in the parasha of Par Helim Dovor. If the Sanhedrin made a mistake, it's also in Siri Avodah Zorah, when the Kohen Gadol is required in all these cases to do a Hazom Midoma bi Etzbo Sheva Hazos Kenegeda Paroches. And we're going to have also a Hazom on the four Kronos HaMizbech HaPnimi in the cases of Parashal Yom HaKippur and Sa'ir. We have to have a Goral Hashem for the Sa'ir. And there was an extra Hazah in the Kodesh Kadoshim, Ben Abadim. So therefore we have, and then we're going to need, of course, Hazah in the Paroches, Shmona Hazos, one Lamala and Sheva Lamata. So we're going to have, over and over again, multiple Hazos in the cases of Chatos Pnimios. And therefore the simple pshat of this parasha is that it's addressing the case of Chatos Pnimios. However, Chatos Chitzonios, we're not talking about a Din Hazah, but rather, we're talking about Nesinas Doma, which means Negias Etzba B'Kira Mizbeach. He takes his finger, he puts it into the Dam, and he touches the Kira Mizbeach. It's not Zrika, it's not Hazah. So therefore, according to Rabbah's logic, the Ribui of Torah's Chatos is coming to include Chatos Chitzono. And if that be the case, Rabbah totally disagrees and rejects Rav Yosef, who understood that the chatos which the Torah is addressing explicitly is the chatos chitzono, and not just the chatos primis. On the contrary, according to Rav Yosef, the ribui for chatos primis is Torah's. But the Ikra Kosev is talking about chatos chitzono. Mashenkin, according to Rabbah, the Ikra Kro is addressing the case of chatos primis. And Adarab, if you ask what is the ribui of Torah's, that's coming to be marba chatos chitzono. The Gemara now further clarifies this sheet of Rabbah. The Gemara asks, "Vatnan, we learned in that Mishnah, Afal Pishayna Kosim Medabra Ella Bit Ne'echolos," which means that at the beginning of this parsha in Vayikra Vav, it says, "Bimakom Kadosh Teachel B'Chatzar Ol Moed," and we're talking about Teachel, which is only applicable to Chatos Chitzono, not to Chatos Apnimis. Again, you might assume that Chatos Pnimis requires kibbutz, but that's because of a separate ribui. But to say that the parsha itself, as Rabbah would have it, is addressing the case of chatas chitzono when it says in the pasuk nechelos b'makom kodesh teochel. So this brisa is certainly explicit that the ikra kosev, the primary focus of this pasuk, is chatas chitzono, which is necheles, and not chatas pnimis. You know, you need a ribuy of Torahs to include Chatos Pnimis. So how are we going to reconcile Rabbah with this price of Rabbah on the one hand holds the parasha is explicitly addressing Chatos Pnimis, and here we see clearly from this Mishnah that the subject of this parasha is Chatos HaNecholos, which means Chatos Chitzonot. So the more answer is that which the Mishnah says, that the main primary focus of the Pasuk is Chatos Chitzonot, which is Necholos, B'makom Kodesh Teochel. What the Mishnah really intends to tell us is Le'inya Mariko Shtifa, that the din, the requirement of Mariko Shtifa B'mayim, in the case of a Klisha Bishlubo Basar Chatos, right, they cook the basar of chatos in a kli. The kli requires mariko shtifa. Is that din, which is in the parsha, because it says later on in this parsha, v'im b'kli nechoshes bushala u'morak v'shutaf b'mayim. And then it says, kol zachar b'konim yochal osa. So from the smichas ha'psukim, we're able to derive that the din of mariko and shtifa applies only in the case of a korban chatos chitzonish and necheles. And that's why the Mishnah says that b'makom kodesh teochel is a reference to this requirement of mariku shtifa. However, le'inyan kibus, where the pasuk says asher yiza midama, therefore we know that we're talking about a chatos pnimis. So it comes out according to this presentation, The parasha itself is split. One part of the parasha is addressing chatas chitzona, the other is chatas pnimis. The part of the parasha that requires, in the case of chatas that was cooked in a kli, requires mariko shtifa, that's referring to a chatas hanecheles, which is the chatas chitzona. The other part of the parasha, namely of kibus, that's addressing the case of a chatos which requires hazah, and therefore that has to be chatos pnimis. So the Gemara is hard-pressed to interpret the Mishnah in that way to defend Rabbi Yehochi. If you're going to tell me again that the main thrust of the pasuk is chatos pnimis, why does the Tan in the Mishnah say, quote, echad hanecholos v'echad hapnimios, that the din of ton dam kibus applies to both necholos and pnimios? Wait a minute, this is a little bit strange. What does it mean, necholos and pnimios? Again, the Mishnah is splitting up the parash into two parts. The necholos part is referring to chatos chitzona. The kibus part is referring to chatos pnimis, which have hazah. So at the end of the day, and again, this is going to be the kasha from our Mishnah on to Rabbah, Yehochi, Echad HaNecholos V'Echad HaPnimios, whether we're talking about Necholos, which is obviously a reference to Chatos Pnimios, or we're talking about Kibus, which is a reference to Pnimios, which says V'Hizo. And the Tana of the Mishnah first presents the Necholos, and then it presents the Pnimios. So again, it would seem that which is being said about Chatos Chitzonos
which are necholos, is knowing even in the case of chatas pnimios, which would seem to imply that the simple mashmos of the pasuk is chatas kitzonos, and then chatas pnimios is being derived from the ribui of Torah's chatas. According to Rabbah, on the other hand, echad pnimios vechad necholos miboilei, the Mishnah should have started with pnimios, because that's the subject of the parsha, because it says vehiza, and that should have come before chatas necholos, and that would imply that chatas necholos is derived from the ribui of Torah's. That would have been a more appropriate language for the Mishnah. That would have been a pshat that would be, shall we say, closer to reflect the view of Rabbah. First you mention that which is primary in the pasuk, echad pnimios, and then go on to echad necholos to tell me that we derive necholos, even though they're not in the parasha explicitly, from a ribui of Torah sachatos. So the Gemara answers, tni, that according to Rabbah we should change the girsa in the Mishnah. The Tana first has echad ha-pnimios, and then echad ha-necholos. That chatas pnimios, which is the primary focus of the parasha, is first. And then chatas kitzona, even though it's not in the parasha explicitly, but based on a ribui Torah's chatas, it requires kibus. So the Gemara says, Ihochi, if the pasuk itself is talking about chatos of hazah, of hazah's domi, mashah yizeh, is chatos of nami, why don't we assume that the pasuk is including in kibus even a chatos of? Because there the Torah requires hazah's dam, as it says, vihizo midam achatos al kira mizbeach. And the Gemara answers, miyet rachmona zos. Because for that we have a miyud in the pasuk zos, and that's coming to include all chatos, with the exception of chatos ha'of. And chatos ha'of, the dam doesn't generate a chiyuv kibus if it was nitas al gabi abegedi. Hochi, the Gemara asks, if you're telling me that the miyud of zos, which is going to exclude chatas ha'of, meaning zos, the case of chatas pnimis, which is explicit in the pasuk, according to Rabbah, why not exclude now even chatas chitzona and say zos is telling me only zos, only chatas pnimis? And the Gemara answers, riba kosov toras, that the word toras is a ribut. And then we're going to get back to the whole question of umah rois. What's your preference to use the word toras to be marbe chitzonios, and you're going to use the word zos to exclude chatas ha'of? Why not say it the other way around? And the answer is mistabra chatas behema havi leili ribuye. And we go through now the whole enumerated list that we had above of all the similarities between chatas chitzona and chatas pnimis, to the exclusion of chatas ha'of, because chatas ha'behema is kei behema. They're both behema, chatas chitzona is chatas pnimis and chatas chitzona, shchita, and not only shchita but safon. Kabbalas dam beklishares, Karen, we need arba kronos, nita and doma al arba kronos bezbech hachitzon, both in chatas pnimis and in chatas chitzon. Etzba, we need nesinas dam beetzba, chudo, we need the chudo shel kiras hamizbeach, of kronos hamizbeach, and we need ishim, in which we burn the emurim on the mizbeach, laktores emurim beishim. So therefore, it makes sense that the ribui of Torahs should include chatas chitzono, which is so similar to chatas pnimis, but not to include chatas ha'of, which doesn't have any of those dinim. So the Gemara asks, "Adarava chatas ha'of avile ribuya shekein hazor kemoso." Even though the similarity here is very striking between chatas ha'of and chatas chitzono, because they both require hazama hazor. And the Gemara answers, Hanach Nefishin, there are more striking similarities between Chatas Pnimis and Chatas Chitzona, what we call Behema, than Chatas Pnimis and Olas Ha'of. And therefore it makes sense that the Ribui of Toras should be Marva Chatas Chitzona, that's so similar to Chatas Pnimis, and the Miud of Zos should come to exclude Chatas Ha'of. Or now, moves on to a slightly different topic that's not so related to us. The Torah says, with regard to Hazos Dam Chatas Ha'of, that the dam from the tzavar itself goes on to the Mizbeach. There's no Kabbalah Adam, there's no Klishores, there's no Zrika Mitoch Klishores. And the Gemara wants to know what's the root of that halacha. Boy, Rabbi Ovin had a suffix, Chatos Ha'of, Shehichnis Doma B'Tzavara. Now it's after he did the Malika, the Of, and before he did the Hazoy of the Dam, Tzavara on the Mizbeach, the Dam itself was brought Bifnim, meaning into the Hechel Mahu. What's the status of that dam? Is it kosher Zriko or not? The Torah says, V'chol chatos asher yuva midoma el ol moed l'chap v'kodesh lo teyocha b'esh tisarev. And the Torah in that parashah of Vayikra Vav is explicitly addressing the case of chatos behema, where there's a kabol sadam b'kli shoreis, and then he was machnis the dam inside the Hechel, and the dam becomes posel Zriko. Rabbi Ovin is now vacillating back and forth. Does this din apply to the case of Chatas Of as well? It doesn't have a din of Kabbalah B'Kli Shoreis. Should we say, nevertheless, since it needs Hazah, in this case Miguf Of, directly from the neck of the bird, not through the intermediary of Kabbalah B'Kli Shoreis, is, shall we say, Tzavar K'Kli Shoreis Dami? We can consider this as if he was Makabal Adam in a Kli Shoreis. And the tzavar abehema, so to speak, serves as a replacement for the kli, so that the dam can now be applied to the mizbeach. And therefore, let's assume that if he takes the tzavar abehema into the hecha with the dam, is mifsal, the dam becomes posel zriko dilma, or perhaps we should say that a tzavar is not considered a kli shoreis, but it's a tzavar, like the chatos behema is a tzavar. In other words, let's say he was machnis into the hecha after the shechita, and before kabbalah sadam, the kli, a behema, a chatos behema, and then he takes it back out of the Hechel into the Azor, and then he was Mekabel Adam. It's not possible. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Midama, from the Dam of the Chatos that was received as a separate entity, not the Dam in the Tzavar. That's what he brought inside the old Moed, Omar Achmana, Velo, to the exclusion of Bisara. Not the basar of the behema, which has dam inside of it, which is balua inside of it, and is coming out, but no. It's got to be midama. And midama means after it was received in a kli shoreis. So the Gemara is now in the second side of Rabbi Ovin equating two scenarios. One is where after the shechita he took the tzavar abehema and he was machdis it while it's there without a kabbal and kli shoreis into the heichal. What's the status of that dam? It's not possible, and therefore by equation, perhaps we should say that the dam of chatas of, which is likewise not received in a kli shoreis, because that's not what we do in the case of chatas of, there too the dam that was that if he takes the bird with the dam inside the heichal, that doesn't passel the dam. Tashma, the Gemara wants to be poshet the suffix from a brisa, pirkasa. So now we're talking about a case of a chatasa of, and after the malika was done, pirkasa. You know, the animal still is somewhat alive, so to speak. It jumps around. V'nichnasa leheichal lifnim, inside the heichal. And then afterwards, v'chazra, it went back into the Azor Kshera, the Brisa says. So the Gemara now wants to be medayik from the Lushan of this Brisa, that the Brisa paskins that the Chatas is Kshera in a case where the Dam was taken into the Hechal on its own, and therefore it's not Nifselis. That's called Pirkasa, because the animal jumped, so to speak, inside the heichal. Ha'ech nisa psula. But if the kohen had deliberately taken the oaf with its dam into the heichal, then the chatos would be psula. And the reason for that is because the pasuk says asher yuva midama el oel moed l'chaper b'kodesh. And it seems that the pasuk of psul chatos in the case that the kohen brought it in, since he brought it in order to be Mechaper Baba Kodesh, and that would exclude the case where it was nichnasa me'leha, because that wasn't a knisa, that wasn't bringing it into the heichal with a kavana lechaper bakodesh. The Torah's emphasis here is asher yuva midom el omay lechaper bakodesh, for the express purpose of lechaper. Is then, since it jumped into the heichal, the dam is not possible in the case of chatasov. But had the Kohen brought it in deliberately, and that would fulfill the requirement here of lechaper bakodesh, so the tzavara oaf is considered a klisharis, and when the Kohen deliberately was machnes the oaf into the heichal, the dam becomes possible. The Gemara rejects this proof from the Braisa. U'taymech. And according to your diuk in the Braisa, if you want to be consistent, you're talking about a case in which the chatos went in on its own. And that's why the Braisa says kshera, pirkus o kshera. And gabe kodshe kodshim, okay, now kodshe kodshim, as we know, includes chatos, osham, and ola, diktoni. We have a brisa, again this brisa was brought way back on Daf Chavav, that in the case of Pirkasa, if the animal jumps after the Shechita, jumps out of the hands of the Kohen V'yotzel Adorom, right, because keep in mind the Shechita has to happen in the Tzafon in Kodshe Kodshim, now the animal after it reaches the state of Pirkasa, it jumps into the Dorom, crosses the boundaries between the Tzafon and the Dorom, and the Mokum Shechita of Kabbalah Saddam has to be B'tzfon HaMizbeach, and then V'chazer, if it goes back into the Tzafon, K'shera, and it's not possible Midin Yotze, because the P'sul Yotze, which applies even in Kodshim Kodshim, is only when the dam goes outside the Chomas Azora, but here it never left the Azora, it only left the Tzafon Azora, but it didn't leave the Chomas Azora. Now, according to your diuk, let's be medayik the same consistent diuk here, that only in the case of Yotza'a HaBehemim Eileha, then it's not possible, and that was the case in the Braisa of Pirkus, so the Braisa on Daf Chavav. Ha implying that Hotzia, if the Kohen takes it directly, or shall we say deliberately, from the Tzafon into the Dorm Psula, in such a case the Kodshi Kodshim would be Psula, that's not a tenable position. Why? There's no Iser, there's no prohibition to be Motzi at Mimakum Lamakum within the Chomus HaZorah. So then why does the Braisa mention that the behema yotza bepirkas without any kavan on the part of the Kohen, hay yotza lechutz itztrichle. The Tana wrote yotza me'aleh, meaning the pirkasa case, derech agav, because there's another, shall we say, din that's being addressed here in the second part of the braisa, so that if the behema pirkasa, and then it goes chutz lechomas azora, it goes out of the azora, then psula. And there we need the case of Behema Sheyotza Me'leo. We want to be mechadish that even though the Behema went out of the Azora on its own through an act of Pirkasa, not through any deliberate act of the Kohen, nevertheless the Kohen is possibly din Yotze. So if that be the case, then Hochinami here too, in the Braisa of Pirkasa, with regard to Chatasa Ov, and the issue of whether or not if it goes into the Heichal in the case of Pirkus or the Bikosher Apostle, is Yotzo Lechutz Itzrichle. The Tana writes, the case addresses or formulates its psak in the case of Pirkusa, which means Yotzo Me'leha, because it wants to tell me Agav Urcha, a different din that's in that Braisa, of Yitziah Chutz Lechomas HaZorah. That there is going to be a chiddush in this lashon, that even if the animal jumps out michutz lechomas hazara me'eleha, it still becomes psula. And therefore, even though the braisa that we quoted here is at the face of it a braisa that could be medayik, but really you can't be medayik that it's only in the case of nichnas chatos ha'of me'eleha leheichal, then it's not nifseles, but you can't derive from this braisa anything about the suffix of Rabbi Ovin. And therefore the suffix of Rabbi Ovin remains an outstanding suffix. So at this point, we're going to end the shiur. We still have an additional suffix of Rabbi Ovin about Nishpach ala Ritzpah Vasofa. And that Bli Neder, which is here on Daf Tzadi Beis Amid Beis, approximately halfway through the Amud, that's what we're going to pick up in the next Shia B'li Ayin Hara. Emir Tzashem.